Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. It's so great to have another live acoustic session here today as we have those spring-like temperatures outside. We got a spring-like duo here in our studio with us today as we have Trey and Joanne Epps returning to our show. How are you guys this morning?
Yeah, very nice.
Doing well.
Excellent. Well, what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking?
Well, I have a what I like to call our not-so-tender love song.
Not-so-tender love song?
Yeah. If you know Joanne, you know she's relentless. It goes like this.
She got the love I want. She got the love I need. That woman love has set me free. She's relentless. She got relentless love. She's the reason I make it home every night. She makes me wanna do what's right. She's relentless. She got relentless love. Early in the morning till late at night, that woman love keeps my spool well tight. She cleans the clothes, puts food in the pan. For her it's all part of love and her man. Say, hey, you want some of this? She get that ball rolling with one sweet kiss. She's relentless. She got relentless love. She got the love I want. She got the love I need. That woman love has set me free. She's relentless. She got relentless love. She's relentless. She got relentless love.
Yes.
All right.
Trey and Joanne Epps here on Hunter at Sunrise. And man, it's great to see you guys again.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I've been listening to your record. It's really cool.
Well, it's a little different than some of the other projects I've worked on. We have a recording studio at home. Mm-hmm. Tom Espinola is our engineer.
Yeah.
Mastermind engineer. And we just recorded it live. We played the song several times and picked out the ones versions we liked.
Uh-huh.
And so it's all done live. There's no fixing this and whatever.
We wanted it to sound like what we sound like when we play out in public.
Well, gosh, what a concept. And was all of these one take, or did you have
oh,
to
no,
do...
no, no, no.
Okay.
We did three sessions. Oh, they were two-day sessions. We do five songs one day, five songs the next. Do them over and over. I think I called it ad nauseum. And then a week later, do it again. And a week later, do it again. And then Tom says... Well, in the studio, you just do what Tom says.
Also. I see.
He said...
He's the boss.
He's the boss. He said, what the ones that you want to use, the song, the version you want to use will be obvious. And it was obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't necessarily the one that went exactly as planned or whatever. It's a real loose way to record. There's just two mics in the room and the bass amp. There's nothing's plugged in except, you know, the bass guitar is plugged into an amp.
Wow.
And that's the amp sitting beside me, Joanne sitting beside me. And I'm facing the mics, and we just do it, and then, hey, let's do it again. Let's do it some more.
Well, it was an interesting name for his studio here, Cow Palace Productions Ottoman Empire Studio.
Yeah, yeah. The Cow Palace is a compound of buildings and barns and stuff that I've been remodeling for 40 years, where I make the pottery and grow the food.
That's right. We should explain, you make pottery.
That's right.
And this pottery is for sale for people. They can actually order it and have you send it to them.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can, or you can come to the shop.
And the original use of all this structure was his grandfather's dairy farm. So
that's
Cow Palace.
Yeah, that's the term Cow Palace.
Oh,
but
I see.
Tom, who's been friends since high school, we played music, rock music in high school. Anyway, he asked if we had room for him to put his studio, and I said, you want to store it or set it up? He went, set it up. So we remodeled one 34 by 30 foot room and acoustically treated it, and we've done several projects in there, and it sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's done other projects besides ours.
And while you're in between projects, you make pottery.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, pottery goes. The pottery machine is on in my head all the time. So I've always got something drying or ready to glaze or whatever. In fact, I'm trying to get together to fire my wood kiln, wood-fired kiln. But it turns out if I don't do it, it doesn't happen.
Oh,
so
I see.
I just have to get out there and do it. So.
I see. Well, this is over 10 years since your last record. Your last record was It's No Axe. What took you so long?
Well, the one before that was like 12 years. So,
really?
That's just my MO. That's the way I do it.
That's how long it takes.
There's other stuff to do.
There's other stuff to do besides writing music?
Right. Well, pottery takes a lot of time, and we spend probably most of our time growing and processing food, and we eat really well.
Okay.
And so it's just one of the things we do. It's not the thing.
I see. We're talking with Trey and Joanne Epps. And we're going to talk about this gig that you got coming up after you leave the show here in just a minute. But what else would you like to play for us here?
All right, this is this song just sort of wrote itself one day, and that doesn't always happen.
Oh, okay.
It just kind of happened, and so anyway, here it is, called Truth Be Known.
Here's Trey and Joanne Epps here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Truth be known, life goes on, living your life is like singing your song. The more you sing, the better you get. Just keep on singing, 'cause you're not through yet. Be as good as you can, 'cause it feels good. Speak well of others like you wish they would. Words can be hard to put away, so measure the weight of the words you say. We all have a baggage carry around. Sometimes it's hard not to let it bring you down. It's not just you who can feel alone when careless words cut to the bone. What you say says more about you than it does about the person that you're talking to. I hope you can find a way to share the things that show how much you care. Have a baggage we carry around. Sometimes it's hard not to let it bring you down. Just wearing a smile on the front of your face can get you by but won't take the place of singing the song you were meant to sing and bringing the joy you were meant to bring. Like singing your song.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Trey and Joanne Epps here on Hunter at Sunrise. Really love these songs. They have such a vibrant mood to them. They're great.
Thank you, hon. Thank you.
I think I played a song last weekend, Mobile Blues.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an awesome song.
Thank you. That was written some years ago. And I was playing it, used to play it at Outer Banks a lot. And one night was going to play that song and started it completely different groove, completely different feel. And I thought, well, what are you doing here? And sang the lyric and went, oh, yeah, that's the way that song goes. Took a couple of years to find out. Could I get some bass in the headphones over here?
Well, it's unfortunately not that kind of a studio. This is not like your... This is not like your studio where you play to people. Or,
yeah,
you know.
A little more me in the monitor, please.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
I need more talent in these headphones, please.
I wish it was like that, Trey. I really do.
Okay, this last song, I think we're going to need.
I'll do the best I can. Okay. I'll try to turn
You're
up the bass.
You're doing what you can,
Yeah, I'm doing what I can. That's all I can do. Let's talk about this the gig you got coming up after the show. At noon, you're going to be playing over the Five Points a community farm market. That should be a lot of fun.
Well, I thought it was quite appropriate. I said I've been growing food and working on the garden places and making them, improving the soil. And anyway, we've been focusing on that for decades. Mm-hmm. And so when, I think it was your suggestion that we play over there. And
right.
I'm like, okay. And, well, another thing, I do what I'm told. And I eat what's put in front of me. So... I thought it was a good match, and we stopped by yesterday and talked to him. It's a really nice place.
Yeah, it's going to start at noon, and you're going to play till around 2.
That's what I've been told.
And you're going to play all original music.
That's
so
right.
This should be a lot of fun. There'll be some dancing, I'm sure.
Yeah,
because you seem to have your own dancers.
Yeah, we do have the rocket science dancers. I think they're going to be there.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, that should be rather interesting, especially if we can get them to stand up on the tables and dance.
Check with Bev. Check with Bev on that.
That would be a great image to put on our Facebook page, I must say. But how do you get this record, by the way?
Well, you can go to that www.treyepps.com, TrayEpps.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also on CD Baby and iTunes, and you can stream it on any of the streaming sites. We got the big boy package of distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So it's available. I mean, you can go to our website and just click PayPal's and get it that way.
Okay.
We'd like you to come to the gigs and just buy it from us.
You'll have some this afternoon then.
Oh, no, we forgot to bring them this time.
You're kidding me.
I'm kidding you. No. No, we have them, and we have the album.
Trey is always serious. You notice that.
The It's No Act album, the one we did released 10 years ago, we have the package deal with those. Another one of Thomas Spinola's.
A package
ideas.
Deal?
Yeah, yeah. Both albums, $15.
Wow.
Yep.
What a package deal.
What a package deal. Come get them.
Okay. Well, what else would you like to play for us here?
This is a song that I'd love to make a video, just don't know how.
Oh.
It's called Just Be Nice.
Okay. Here's Trey and Joanne Epps here on Hunter at Sunrise.
You can tell me yes, you can tell me no, you can tell me where you've been, you can tell me where to go, but be nice. Just be nice. Life's too short to be all out of sorts, so be nice. Mm-hmm.
some folks, they're acting tough. I don't get it. Enough's enough. Be nice. Just be nice. You see, there's a time to love and a time to hate. But when you get the time, don't hesitate. Just be nice. Just be nice. We can, so hey, let's be nice. The key to your success is always do your best, and oh yeah, just be nice. Just be nice.
That's nice. Hunter at Sunrise here with Trey and Joanne Epps. Well, this has been great. This has just been wonderful.
It's been very nice.
Thank you so much for coming down here today. Now, let's remind people that that you're going to be performing over at the Five Points Community Farm Market. That's at 26th and Church Street down here in Norfolk. And it's one of those farm-to-table places. In fact, they have a nice little place for you to eat. And I'll tell you what, Trey, you should really try the brisket. If you like brisket.
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They have the most incredible brisket over there.
We're going to find out.
You're going to find out?
Yeah.
You'll put it on your list.
That's right.
Well, thanks for coming in today. And now the album, again, is Doing What We Can. And I know you went through the list of where you can pick it up. But do that again.
Okay, yeah, it's... Well, a lot of the
Treyepps.com
would be our favorite place for you to come get it, and we'll send it
good.
To you.
That's
And it's TrayEppes. We're not hard to find.
Yeah.
iTunes and CD Baby and all those distributors.
Yeah. Okay.
They have it.
Oh, it's an.
We're not trying to hide it.
It's an excellent little record, I must say.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Every time you always do these things, it's so much fun. It's a lot of great music on it. Thank you so much for coming in
today.
Thank you. Trey and Joanne Epps here on Hunter at Sunrise.